Well, hello, my friends. Blessing peace on you. Trying to get my act together up here today. Guys, I'm Pastor Troy Brewer from Open Door Church and Troy Brewer Ministries and Answer International, Spark Worldwide, and all of the Open Door food bank systems throughout the world. Guys, welcome to The Pulse. Guys, today is going to be so good. Guys, we're going to be talking a little bit about the war that's going on in Israel, and then we're going to be talking about some special technology that's going to blow your mind. I've got a ton of testimonies to tell you, but the main thing that we're going to start off with here today has to do with a new way that we are partnering with a major world government on rescuing kids out of sexual trafficking. Wait till you hear this. Ben's going to help me tell it. So, Ben, what are you going to talk about today?
Oh, man. First and foremost, hello, everybody. Good to see everybody here today. We're actually been talking about the fact we actually have numbers now for how much it costs to liberate someone out of sex trafficking.
It's craziness.
We also have numbers now for what it's going to cost to actually supply the first responders and our amazing rescuers.
Wait till you guys hear this. It's going to be crazy.
And then finally, we have numbers of what it's going to cost to keep each house in federal compliance, too.
Yep. Okay, the reason why that's a big deal is because it's a brand new breakthrough for us that governments throughout the world are going, hey, we trust you guys. We want to start turning our kids over to y'all. We want y'all to start partnering with us on rescuing kids. And guys, we're doing it. It's crazy cool. So wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear it. It's going to be great. All right, Miss Rebecca, how are you today?
I am doing great. It's been a great morning.
It has been.
Great meetings.
I saw you and your savage children out at my house at my granddaughter's birthday party.
They think the world of you. You're like your superhero now. Like now that you've, I know Liam just left and didn't even tell me that he went.
Yeah, he's hanging out with me in the barn.
He's like, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I'm like, it's okay.
And then he rode around with me on my dadgum Polaris all over the ranch.
He's like, sorry I didn't ask permission. I'm like, it's okay. I knew you were with Ben or Pastor Troy. So
he's a good boy. You got such great kids.
Guys. Thank you.
What are you going to tell everybody about today?
So today we are excited because we have 2,098 members signed up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Stage 2 and 3.
Yep. And so there's a couple of things that we'll just tell everybody right now that when you sign up for stage 2 or stage 3 for the first time now, we have got this really cool gift that's a bundle. Mm-hmm. It's actually a bundle. We just send it to
for
you
all first time signups. I don't know if they have a picture yet.
I think that we do. And it's a picture of a book. No,
not yet.
No, we don't have that book. Okay.
All right.
So we have a book and we have
that one.
And we got, so don't even put that one up there. It's not that. He's just reaching for things now.
It's okay.
So, but guys, thank you so much, guys. This thing is being so successful. Mm-hmm. We're making a tremendous difference. And then, of course, if you do sign up for that, not only are you going to get the new free bundle that we're sending to everybody now that signs up, but you also get you get access to everything that is at TroyBrewersODX.TV.
Correct. And right now we just uploaded Steckleback, the Tonight Show that you were on. So you get access to that. You get access to the last week, which is an amazing marriage retreat with Pastor Troy and Leanna.
Yep.
Those were recently added. You're not going to want to miss it. You have full access to all the shows that Pastor Troy has been on.
All right. So you guys sign up if you haven't done that yet. And then Miss Connie is here. Connie, what's going on?
Hey. Nothing. I had Whataburger today, so it's been a good day.
It has been a good day.
Yes.
So Whataburger on Taco Tuesday? What's wrong with you?
I had tacos like almost every day last week, so I have to switch it up.
You have to do that. No, listen, you got to have tacos. I got a whole family from Israel that's staying with us right now, and it's like barbecue and Tex-Mex every day. That's what it is we're doing. Why would you do anything else?
Because Whataburger exists.
Oh, I forgot about Whataburger.
Uh-huh. They built one, right? Josh told me it was new. You had preached about it.
I do. And I had a really cool, I had two good friends from Minnesota that came down last week. They were staying at my house. They'd never been to Texas before. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them about Whataburger and they're like, we've never had a Whataburger. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I said, get up and go right now. Go get in that dadgum pickup truck and y'all go to Whataburger.
It's good. We ate there when we left.
Changed their life. Life changing. Mm-hmm. Also, Connie, I think that you're going to be fielding questions for me today.
Right. So make sure that if you have questions, post them in the chat and I will be watching so that I can grab them and we'll be able to have them for a Q&A time.
Well, it's good to see so many people. I see Ron Keene is here. I see Sherry Morgan is here. Mm-hmm. Kay Flynn Williams is here. Guys, blessings and peace on you in the name of King Jesus. All right, before we get off into our topic today, there's two things I got to tell you. I had John Mead. This is from the mailbag, all right, which is probably something, a segment we ought to start doing. The mailbag.
Yeah.
This is from the mailbag today. Unlike anything I've ever gotten in the mail before, a guy by the name of John Mead, all the way in Wamana, Florida, right? I'm reading the brother's writing, right? And he sends me a 1953 Mickey Mantle baseball card. And he's like, hey, I want this to go to saving kids out of sexual trafficking. So we're going to actually start putting, if guys, listen, if you're interested in this, be watching, because here pretty quick, we're going to start an auction or something. And I guarantee you 100% of that money will go straight into Troy Brewer Ministries, and we will use that to save kids out of sexual trafficking. I was so blown away. I've never seen one of these things before. We're going to go get it authenticated right on. And we're going to get all that done. It will have a certificate and all that kind of stuff. We'll have a place for it at troybrewer.com and at odx.tv. And I want to say a great big thank you to John Mead, who sent that to us, who cares about kids that he's never met. And then every single one of y'all, you might be like, hey, if you're going to start doing that and auctioning off cool stuff, I got this, I got that. You know what? If you do that, we're about to put a special place on odx.tv and Troy Brewer Ministries, where we just auction off stuff that people send to us and just go, hey, maybe you want this, maybe you want that. And all the money will go to helping us save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking.
Yeah, amen.
That'll be fun, man. Mm-hmm. All right. So here's the deal, Pickle. Guys, I'm about to show y'all a video. And the video comes from one of our team members. There's several bunch of team members that got together, and they put together this incredible video of Pastor Suwanami's most recent trip down to Mexico. I was not personally on this trip. I spoke to them daily as I'm speaking to her now, because now she's down in the Amazon jungle with a big team of people, and she's down there rescuing people this week. But guys, I'm going to show you this, and then we're going to talk to you about it, and I got to tell you about an incredible breakthrough that's going to blow your mind. Watch this.
This trip was incredible. It's Mexico!
There's no time for me to think it over. I can feel this power breaking through.
Every trip has a face, a name, a smile that you will never forget.
I just keep on going, running, staying strong. Gotta keep my head up when the road is long.
We like to bring gift, clothing, candy, food. And to hear one of the boys saying, I know how it feels to be a millionaire, is what you and I make them feel.
Not only are we rescuing them, but we're actually bringing them into something that is much better than they could ever imagine.
I'm glad we get to be part of something that is changing the world, that what we do, nobody else is doing. His kingdom.
I have found the only living proof. There just must be something in the water. I can see a new dawn breaking through.
We are rescuing the rescuers. And we spend time with them. We love of them. We hear their stories.
Thank you for believing in us and giving us hope. Thank you for walking alongside. And thank you for helping us to rewrite new stories and new beginnings.
I'm gonna free my soul.
Guys, we're doing an amazing job. I love this. Thank you.
Freedom, freedom.
And we declare, God, that this will set those kids free from the chains of prostitution. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom.
My soul.
Wow. Man, who doesn't want to be a part of that kind of a ministry, right? And that's ours. It's craziness.
It really is that we get to be a part of it. It's just like, wow.
So all of those homes were all of our rescue homes, or two of them were our rehabilitation centers down in big time Mexico. And all of those kids are kids that we've rescued. And all of those young ladies are young ladies that we've rescued. And so here's the deal. So I got to tell you guys about this. I'm so excited about it, because last week, whenever she got back, Pastor Swanmi, who's crying? You know, she's always crying. Yeah.
Oh, not to cry. Yeah.
And she's always crying. And she's like, okay, here's the deal. This is what I'm always like, what's different? All this. And by the way, whenever she was telling me this, I just pushed record on the Zoom call that I was on. Mm-hmm. And we recorded it. And we're actually editing it all now to protect the safety of our rescuers and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to put that on ODX so that everybody can see what our business meetings are like.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we're, cool. Yeah, it is cool, man. And so I was like, hey, we should be recording this and let everybody see mm-hmm. this. So the bottom line is this. These guys come to us and they say, hey, look, there's several high-ranking officials in the government that we work with, and they put together these rescuers that work for the federal government. They're rescuing people, and they're like, we don't have a budget. We don't have a budget. They trickle it to us. We want to do this job. We're trained to do this job. We know where these kids are, and we need help. So they said, here's a little video. Would y'all watch this? And we said, yes, we will. We'll watch the video. It's a 12-year-old little girl. She's being prostituted. She's sitting at a bar, and a guy walks up to her and says, you want to, how about I buy you a beer? And she says, no, I just want potato chips. So I call this little girl the potato chip girl because the little girl is starving. And so she starts eating potato chips. And then they show us this video and they say, look, we can go right now and bust this operation, but we are not funded and we do not have the tactical means to be able to do it. And we don't have a place for these kids to land. Because a really big part of this is this, once they get these kids, they literally, if there is not a home that is in compliance as far as sexual trafficking is concerned, they take them to the jail and they sit in jail for a long time. And then after a while, they let them go. And they go right back into that same cycle of vulnerability that they were, which means they will be a slave. That's what that means. It's like, okay. So they tell us this whole deal, and we said, so what do you need to do this? $1,600 is what it cost. I'm like, okay, we paid. So she reached in her pocket or pulled out my credit card and said, I'm going to fund this thing. We funded it. They went and they rescued that little girl. Wow. They rescued her. Now, when they rescued her, when they rescued that little girl, they also got all the intel from all of their computers and all their stuff. And guys, we have just discovered a whole new crop of kids that we can rescue. Praise a whole God. New crop of kids. Jesus. And so all we have to do is fund that. It costs anywhere between $1,500 and $2,100. I'm going to call that $2,000 is what I'm going to call that. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this to every single person that is watching. This is real. This is legit. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's keeping us from doing all of these new operations in compliance with the Mexican federal government, the good guys in the government, mm-hmm. the only thing that's key is the funding of it. $2,000 an operation, $40,000 for us to buy their tech. Mm-hmm. So because they don't even have the tech. So we spent another $40,000 doing that for a team of five. And it also was bulletproof vests. It was cameras. It was things. All this kind of stuff so that when we arrest these traffickers, we have a good case built against them. Yeah. And then boom, then they are turning those children over to us and we are going to raise those kids. Amen. We are already raising more than 4,000 kids right now, right this second throughout the world. Right now, we have 4,000 kids that are totally dependent upon our care that we have rescued out of trafficking. Now we're about to get a whole bunch more. So the problem is that, man, whenever you do this, in order to be in compliance because of trafficking of children, mm-hmm. it's a special requirement. And the special requirement for the annual license of that is $100,000. Wow. Like, well, that's just a big racket. Oh yeah, it's a racket. It's worse than the United States, by the way. You can just spend a long time talking about that. If you think the United States wants to help people rescue kids, man, you're high because they don't. What they want to do is make a bunch of money. It's just exactly like the racket of adoption. The adoption of racket, it is nothing but a worldwide global racket where somebody gets paid $60,000 and where somebody gets that. And these people get rich. Meanwhile, children suffer, families suffer, and that whole mess. It's exactly that same way. So here's what I said yes to. I said yes. And guys, we actually have five now. We have five buildings. We have 5 homes just in Mexico that's in compliance with this high level trafficking thing. And there's only in the entire nation, I think that there's, I don't remember what the number is. I think it's 12 or 14.
It's 13.
It's 13.
13th.
So we are the 13th. And so we have 5 out of the 13 homes that's registered to do this. Troy Brewer Ministries has that, which is pretty dadgum incredible.
It really is.
So I want you guys to think about this. $2,000 to be able to rescue and shut down an operation. Amen. $2,000. $40,000 to get the equipment for each team of 5. And $100,000 a year for each one of our homes. And that is not how much it costs to feed those kids, mm-hmm. their hospital bills, their rehabilitation, their education, their clothes, all the things that boys and girls need.
You were talking to us about this a little bit earlier. And one of my favorite parts of this recent, like us being able to fund this team and them going in, was the preventative things that happened.
So thank you for bringing that up, because it's one of the biggest, I don't know that this has ever happened before, but whenever we busted this one child trafficking ring last week, whenever we did that, we also discovered a hit list of kids that they were going to abduct.
We need to talk about behind the veil.
Right on. Okay. So we'll tell you what, we will. We'll talk about that behind the veil today.
We can't talk about that on here.
Well, I'm not saying anything about it. But I'm just saying we were actually able to prevent a whole bunch of kids, including one particular little girl who was at the top of the list that we actually met last week. Wow. Yep. And guys, this is happening. So if you're going to join us, if you're part of stage 2 or stage 3, once we go private to odx.tv, we'll give you some more details on that. So once we're on our own platform, and if you're already part of stage 2 or stage 3 at odx.tv, I'll give you some of the details on that, and it's going to blow your mind. So not only did we rescue a kid, we shut down an entire ring. Praise we God. Busted a bunch of jokers, and then we funded the guys to go and do that. And then we got the little girl, and then we also prevented other children.
Right.
That this group, this monstrous group, was actually targeting. I don't know another ministry in the world can say they did that.
I don't think I've heard, and it's awesome just to be able to connect and be here.
I'm not bragging.
No, I don't think I know.
What I'm saying is, this is something unique that King Jesus has done for us. Amen. And God help us if we don't.
It's like, it sounds like a movie. You see this in movies. So for us, for this to be happening in real life, this is an honor.
Well, it's an honor for me as well. And I pray for Pastor Suwanami as she's out with her team and stomping around in the Amazon jungle today. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come back with a whole new list of things that we need to take care of again. So friends, I want to encourage you guys, man, stand with us. Go to odx.tv and say, I'm standing with you. You can also go to troybrewer.com and you can stand with us there, or you can call us at 877-413-0888. Does anybody have the mail-in address?
Yeah, so it's P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Yeah, write your check out to TBM or Troy Brewer Ministries. And I'm telling you what, it's going to go to the right place. And guys, we're doing it. All right.
So good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, oh, man.
Yes.
You like that, Ben?
Yes.
Hey, man. So, big news is Israel is all fired up about going into Rafah today. Mm-hmm. And I have a family of Jewish people staying at my house right now. Ron Cantor and Ilana and all 3 of their beautiful daughters have been staying with me over the weekend. And again, if you missed him preaching on Sunday, go to ODX and watch that.
Which, real quick, I want to give a shout out to our amazing social media team. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we had a bunch of intriguing individuals jump into our chat room, and they did a great job taking care of that and making sure that it was dealt with. So thank you, Jocelyn. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, everyone that joins us. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate all y'all.
You know what? Let's also talk about that behind the veil. You want to? Mm-hmm. Let's go behind the veil, and we'll talk about that, which is going to be happening here in about 11 minutes. We're going to be going behind the veil. And we're actually going to be talking about stuff that we can't talk about across all of our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So let's get right off into this. One of the cool things is happening in the midst of all the horrors of war that's going on in the Gaza Strip and now going into Rafah. Like, well, why is Israel going into Rafah? Because Rafah is the stronghold of Hamas, and Rafah is where all of the hostages are at.
Right.
And so you got to root these guys out. And it's something I've been saying from the very beginning. I fully support the extermination of Hamas off the planet Earth. 110,000%. It's just like all these traffickers we deal with. You know what? They shouldn't be allowed to breathe the same air as the rest of humanity does. If you're going to go into people's homes, and if you're going to rape and kill people, and if you're going to kill babies and torture them in front of their parents and all that kind of madness, sorry, too bad, see ya. And so, like, man, that's not a very good stance for, you know, a man of God. It most certainly is. It most certainly is. Number one, it's a stance of a man, of a human, anybody that is a human. And so bottom line is, I fully support Israel in the extermination of Hamas. They are not a resistance group. They are a militant Islamic terrorist organization who wants to kill me, wants to kill you, wants to kill everybody who is not submitted and underneath their heel. And they need to be dealt with, just like ISIS, just like the Taliban, all those kinds of things. So they're going into Rafah, and my goodness, in the midst of all that, there is some incredible technology that is coming up. And me and you, Miss Connie, we were talking about today. Out of all the new technology that's being revealed, that's probably been around for a long time, a lot of it looks like it comes out of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it does. It comes out of a movie. So funny. Yeah. Just talking about like us rescuing comes out of a movie. Well, yeah. No, like the technology we're starting to see now looks like it comes out of a movie.
Wow. It does. So there is specifically a scene in Lord of the Rings, and you guys will recognize this. It's the Cloak of Invisibility. I want you guys to watch this. There he goes. Number one, that's where I would have lost it, just trying to get down that mountain right there. Number two, I don't understand these bad guys because they all have to wear eyeliner. What's that all about? I'm not signing up for any army that's going to make me wear eyeliner.
We try eyeliner on Ben.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
No, wait, no.
Okay. Listen, Sam's stuck in the, not the mud, but he's had some kind of a rock slide. Frodo's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. Here's what he does. And then, boom. Now, that's a little bit awkward, actually. There they are, looking around. Well, his feet's right there. Why didn't he see them? Because of the cloak. Oh, you can see through it. And that's what it actually looks like. It just looked like a big old rock. All right, guys, I want to take your attention now. I'm going to show you, this is the kind of technology right here that Israel is using today. It's cloak tech, camouflage tech. Now, guys, that's no joke. That's the real deal. I want to show you the next one. Oh, look at that. New camouflage tech virtually gives Israeli soldiers invisibility powers. That's interesting. I want you guys to look at this one. Now, this one is a different kind of tech. Now, what this is, it's like a tent, and somebody's like pulling it up from the bottom. But when this whole thing is put together, I think, guys, we also brought a video of that, Miss Connie, right on. So here's a video. This is what this new nanotechnology looks like. They're calling it Harry Potter's invisibility cloak. It's like, what the? Okay, that is ridiculous. So with this new nano, look at him. Okay, yeah, we can see that. Man, there's nothing there. Nothing to see here. Just see right through it. Everything looks cool. Paper thin technology. And then look at this. Boom, that's what's on the other side. Meaning we can do this in war zones with great big things like army tanks so that you can't see us from the air. Like, what? Are you kidding me? You can also use it literally as a shield. That is craziness. Guys, this thing is out there and this thing is happening. They're calling it tactical materials, and it takes thermal signals, as you can see. And that's what it does. Okay. All right. So we're looking at this thing, and this thing is like, this is like real. This is not something. And if I can just give you one of my weirdo conspiracy theories, which is no longer a theory. They've had this for a long, long time. These jokers have been showing up all over the world. Mm-hmm. Like, who is this predator-looking dude that's walking in front of the camera that you can kind of see through him, but you can't? Mm-hmm. That must be a ghost. It must be a spirit. It must be a demon. No, it's a soldier. Mm-hmm. And this technology has been around for a long, long time. Do you believe that?
I do.
And I do too. And now it's actually being brought out into the public. Wow. And I think the primitive versions of it is what we're actually seeing. I don't think that it's like, you know, the advanced part of it, which, you know, smart. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, and that's fine and all that. But the bottom line is, this speaks to us about something. What does it speak to you guys about?
To me, it speaks about being hidden by the Lord or being overshadowed by the Lord and how so he preserves us.
Okay.
Especially with your word, that 24, the war of 24. Yep. It's like, well, look, we don't have to be afraid. The Lord has an answer to that.
Okay. So there is actually, you know, the, you know, Psalms 1, Psalms 1, you know, if you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, right? So for every single one of these things in the secret place, for every single one of these things that we see in the natural, there's actually, we can actually point at it and say, now the kingdom of heaven is just like that. That's what it's like. And it's like, okay, so Psalms 1, whenever it declares, you know, that if you abide in a secret place, you also, if you live in a secret place, then you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that there's actually a principle in the spirit and also in the natural where you can be there, but you're not seen.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. I want to talk about that.
So good.
I want to talk about that, and I want to share that with people because we need to know that today. Ben, you're smiling at me, which means we're almost, it's almost time to go behind the cloak or behind the veil where we cannot be censored. And, you know, this is the mild version of us. The other version is behind the other thing. And so before we continue talking about that, and we go through all these scriptures and we give our two cents worth on it, we also give some more details on our rescues. We also talk about some of the hate mail that we got right on and how we combat all the pornography that comes live to all of our things. We're going to be talking about that behind because those jokers do not like me.
Yes.
Too bad.
And they're very verbal about it.
Yes. Well, listen, I tell everybody this all the time. I've only known a couple of people my whole life that do not like me, and they're all stupid. You know, I pray for wisdom for them. I really do. But I'm not offended by those jokers. I'm not. But they're very disruptive. And so we have teams of people.
Point.
That is the point. That's the chaotic. It's the monster of chaos, which comes up from the abyss. I mean, everything that you see going on college campuses today, people are signing up for it because it's cool and it's trendy. I want to just tell you where all that mess is headed ain't cool.
No.
It's not cool.
And those demonic agendas want the chaos because they're the whole, out of the chaos, we can bring the order that we want.
Well, a
spirit of Leviathan.
The actual thought behind all that, and man, guys, y'all can see it all over the world, is this. A global catastrophe requires global sanctions. So they create global catastrophes all over the world. This Luciferian globalist agenda. And you can see it also, too. The Luciferian globalist agenda has already, we've already known it was been on our college campuses for a long, long time.
Right.
But it's never been manifest like this. These people literally are screaming what the Nazis screamed back in the 1930s. And it's happening in broad daylight now. Wowzers. So we'll be talking about all that behind the veil. Miss Connie, tomorrow we have somebody very special with us. Who's going to be with us?
His name is David Richardson, and he has written this amazing book called Transparent. And it's all about seeing through the powerful assumptions that control you. The quickest way I can kind of describe it is that he teaches you to think logically from a biblical Christian perspective.
Okay, I'm digging this guy. So one of the things that me and Ron Cantor were talking about concerning the whole Israeli thing is this. All these people that are out there screaming and hollering and they want America dead, they want Israel dead, they want all that stuff dead, they actually are believing something that is totally a lie, or they bought into it, or at least they have adopted the language that all hostility and aggression and terrorism is born out of oppression. Baloney. And then, of course, they add the amendment to that, and Israel is the oppressor of everybody in the Middle East. Everybody in the Middle East is the oppressor of Israel.
Right. That's
and it's
the
like
truth,
the craziest thing in the whole world. And so one of the things that this cat teaches us, and he's going to teach us tomorrow, is true things match real things.
Wow.
Okay, I can't wait to talk to this cat.
Yes, you're going to love him. He's an amazing an amazing communicator, and I love his heart for King Jesus and the way that he's been able to use that to empower people. And actually, in his book, he talks about how he got started in this was to equip college professors who didn't know how to support their Christian students who were being berated and attacked by other professors. So,
okay. Okay, this guy's a big deal. And I actually saw his app today.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, his app is incredible.
It's so cool.
All right. So, Ms. Rebecca, what else do we need to finish up on?
So, just a reminder to sign up. There will be a free bundle. I thought we had a picture, but it's a few things of ODX, correct? Mm-hmm. It's a bundle. And if you sign up for the first time, we will be mailing you that. And you have access to all of Pastor Troy's lives, all his TV shows, the marriage retreat. We have just uploaded the Stickleback show and all the things that we go behind the veil. You could see all that if you sign up today. And I think that's pretty much, that's it.
Or you can call us at 877-413. Guys, look at those. 877-413-0888. Hey man, bring that back up for me, buddy.
Those are amazing. Mm-hmm.
So we got all these new channels that's on there. And it's so good, man. Honestly, so easy. If you're like, man, I wish I'd have saw you on Ministry Now, or I wish I would have saw your marriage retreat, or I wish I love your What Pastors Need to Know, or your Atomic Bible Studies. Point click, have your life change, and then also help us find a boy or girl and rescue them.
And while we have this graphic up here, for those of y'all who are trying to figure out how to get behind the veil with this, if you're stage two or stage three, if you look at the graphic right now, you will see Prophetic Pulse is actually lit up. It's just like that on the website. So if you are stage two or stage three, you just go there, click that button, and it'll bring you right on in.
Prophetic Pulse. Boom, 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 boom. So I love that. Okay. And then finally, there was one more thing too we were going to do but before we close. You guys remember what it was? Oh, I know. We're also going to field questions and answers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So if you guys have questions and answers, if you're typing in there at odx.tv, I'm fixing to get to your questions and I'm going to do my best to give an answer. You guys let me know who you are and where you are right on. And I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, listen. For Connie and for Rebecca and for Ben and for me, and also for Taylor in there.
This is smart.
Don't you love this? Behind the cloak. Behind the cloak. Guys, we're going to move into our invisibility phase and go directly to odx.tv. God bless you so much, my friends. Bye-bye.